I'm Bianca Willismore. I am an Australian Air Force cadet at 602 Squadron Woodside.
Hello, Bianca. Thanks for coming in today and having a chat with us. When did you join the cadets?
I joined the cadets when I was 13.
You're 14 now.
Yep.
That's not so long ago. Tell us why you joined the cadets.
I joined so then I can just get a different view on everything, and so then I can just do something that's different.
Were any of your friends in cadets?
Yes, there was one of my friends that was in cadets before I joined.
And did they talk you into it, or was it someone else?
It was someone else that I didn't really know.
That you didn't really know? That's intriguing. How come they talked you into it?
Yeah, I went for a information night at 602 Squadron. And during the breaks, I went to talk to one of the cadets that I didn't know. And they decided to help me out to try and make me join. Yeah.
Ah, right. So that explains that stranger talking you into it. Have there been any regrets since you joined up?
No.
No? Tell us about your first night at cadets. What happened?
I was very shy that first night, but then I met a few of the other cadets and I got a lot more confident in being myself at cadets.
I've heard that before from other cadets, that it builds their self-confidence.
Yeah.
Whilst in cadets, you're also doing training sessions or training program.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
We do multiple different subjects in cadets. We do service knowledge, drill and ceremonial, and a whole bunch of other stuff that are just different to what people would expect us to do. One of the main ones that I actually like is drill and ceremonial.
Drill and ceremonial?
Yes.
What does that involve?
Marching and just doing something different and more discipline sort of a thing.
Did you find it hard to learn to march properly?
The first few times, found it very hard, but then I eventually got used to it and did it more often.
Great. Ceremonial. You've participated in a few ceremonial events. Talk about that.
I've participated in an Anzac Day and a few Remembrance Days as well.
Mm-hmm. Anzac Day where? Here in Adelaide?
Echunga.
Echunga, up in the hills?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Now, I also see that you've marched in the Christmas pageant in Murray Bridge.
Yes.
Are the cadets always involved in the Christmas pageant up there?
Always.
Always.
And also in the Mount Barker Christmas pageant as well.
I bet that was quite a buzz.
Yeah.
Marching in front of all of those people.
Yeah, it was.
Get lots of clapping hands and
you
beauty sort of thing. Let's go back to your training. You've said that drill and ceremonial are your two favourites.
Yes.
What is your least favourite?
My least favourite, I would have to say, is aircraft recognition. I just don't like it because there's so many different types of wings and everything.
Have you had any experience flying in an aircraft?
Yeah, I went to Palamana.
And where's that?
In Murray Bridge. Well, near Murray Bridge.
What happened there?
I went there and I got up in an aircraft and the pilot just said that I've got control and I took the controls and flew.
So for a girl that doesn't even particularly have an interest in aircraft, you flew one.
Yeah.
Did it sort of encourage you to like them a little bit more?
Yeah, it did.
It did? Are you looking forward to going up again?
Yeah, definitely.
Will you be given the opportunity to take the controls next time?
Yeah.
Any particular aircraft become your favourite?
I like all of the aircraft now.
Uh-huh. So it's grown on you.
Yeah. I went to Canberra for an Anzac Day service recently.
Wow. Have you been to Canberra before?
I did in year six.
And what did you actually do there apart from march in the Anzac Day parade?
We went to multiple different sites to just look around and have basically fun, but then also to learn more about what they do in Canberra.
Bianca, you have a great interest in music.
Yes.
What do you play?
Vocal and piano.
With a band?
Not yet, but I hope to get into the cadet band eventually.
I thought you might be headed towards that. That'd be fabulous, wouldn't it? Because, of course, it Well, the actual Air Force band is renowned. I've got some of their CDs and they produce some fantastic music. Have you met any of the band's people?
I've met one of the cadet band person, but I haven't really met any of the others.
Have you been away on any of the camps?
Yeah, I went on a few training weekends up at Edinburgh for a few nights.
And was that camping?
It was just staying in accommodation and getting fed at the mess there.
Mm-hmm. And where do you see yourself going with cadets? Are you going to stay in until you have to get out, until you become too old for it?
I would say, yeah. I would stay in until that day I have to leave.
Do you think you might join the Air Force afterwards?
Possible.
What would you aim to be in the Air Force, regular Air Force?
Probably just a chef or handling the dogs.
Of course, we have Air Force dogs out at Edinburgh, don't we? Have you had anything to do with them out there?
I have seen them in their part training, but I haven't actually handled them or anything.
Well, that's something to push for, hey?
Yeah.
Be nice. Wouldn't it be good if you could get some work experience there?
Yeah, it would.
Bianca, thank you very much for coming in and talking with us.
All good.